Yes.
So, yes. Did you get a package? Everybody got a package? Okay.
Did I take yours?
No. I just don't have room, Michael, so we're just gonna... I have my agenda up here. I am good. I don't want to miss anything. So, here we go. I became a grandma today.
Today?
Well, at 11-something last night, but I didn't know about it until this morning because it was... Thank you. It was an emergency. They kept that to themselves because it wasn't hot. So, I have a picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
reviews.
Hi, folks. We're going to go ahead and get call the meeting to order.
Okay.
Okay.
Daily Anderson.
Here.
Katie Blakeman.
Here.
Charlisa Hart.
Here.
Michael Fulmer.
Here.
Michael Ledoux.
Here.
Rajiv Malik.
Here.
Minnie Pearson.
Here.
Aya Sandler.
Here.
And Chuck Lansford.
Our first item on the agenda is to approve the agenda. But since we have so many visitors here today, I just wanted to take a moment and let y'all know how the meetings go and what to expect. My name is Katie Blakeman. I'm the chair of the board, and I'm just happy to see so many visitors here. We don't usually have that many visitors at board meetings, so always happy to see visitors. We do have opportunity during every action item on the agenda for public comment, and what we ask for those sections, we will call for public comment during those action items, and we ask for people to state their name and city of residence, and there is a limit of 5 minutes for those comments. And then there is a time for general public comment at the end of the agenda, and I will call for that as well and give some warning for that as well. So just wanted to let y'all know and just say welcome. Happy to see so many folks here. Okay, so for the agenda, the approval of the agenda, anyone have a
motion?
Then I'll second. Any comments or questions from the board about the agenda? All right, any comments from the audience about the agenda? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Okay, and the motion passes. Our next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes, and we have two minutes to approve. One is the regular meeting minutes of August 20th, and one is the policy committee meeting minutes of August
28th. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any comments or questions from the board about the minutes? Any comments from the audience about the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Okay. Next, we will have the director's report.
Thank you. So I've got just a couple of items to share this evening. First, at your place, there is a mailer that went out to our Douglas Branch community and neighborhood. And this was to share more information about new services, existing services at the branch, including the new makerspace. And I just want to call out Douglas Branch staff for a thank you, as well as Leah for designing this really beautiful mailer. We've had some wonderful feedback about it already, so thank you. I also want to share in your packet, there's some information about an upcoming great author visit. On October 9th, we will welcome Shelby Van Pelt to the library. She's the author of Remarkably Bright Creatures. So we're really excited to welcome her. I think it'll be a great evening. We've heard lots of comments about community members wanting to attend, so we think it'll be a great night. And then before we get started on our presentation from our Douglas Branch Manager, I'd like to share some bittersweet news with the board. Our Children's Services Manager, Mike Regala, has shared with us that he is retiring after 32 years of service at the library. So I was hopeful we could all take a moment to just thank him for his service and wish him well in his retirement.
Book club is back after a summer break, which felt like a family reunion.
Everyone was so happy to come back together and discuss this book. I welcome back 20 members to this past Tuesday, September 9th discussion, and we'll meet on the first Tuesday of each month at 6:30 to discuss new books. Do you need any guidance or have a business idea, or a business career held drop-in hours are held on the first Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. of each month. And then we have our intro to series is still moving, featuring sewing, blowforge, and cricket. This takes place on the third Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Last week they learned how to use the cricket to make a sticker. It's just a great way to use the tool that we have in our makerspace. Coffee and a Craft is a cozy crafting hour on the second Thursday of each month at 2 p.m. This month's project was working with Black Glue Art, and we even had Miss Essie join us. This month's craft. Over this summer, we hosted Money Matters at Douglas Brands, this Financial Pathways workshops were well attended and covered everything from budgeting to exploring home ownership, which with this success of the summer series, we plan to bring this back in 2026. Don't miss out on our Friday night jam sessions. They'll be wrapping up in October for the winter. This happens on the fourth Friday of each month from 6 to 8 p.m. If you haven't been yet, I highly recommend that you check it out. We have an amazing MC, DJ Roby. He keeps it lively with the different generations that attend that evening. It's a blast. And finally, we have our makerspace at the Douglas Brands. It's open, hours are from 12 to 3 on the first and third Saturdays of each month. It's open to all ages, where you can come and play video games and utilize the tools that we have in our makerspace. Now let's get on to our children's programs. We have baby story times, that's every Thursday at 10:30, and toddler story time every Friday at 10:30 with a stay and play after. With the popularity of our stay and play, we are also excited to announce an upcoming design improvement to better. We're looking into family-friendly seating, interactive tables, wall-mounted toys, and this will create a more engaging and welcome space for the children and caregivers who keep it. So keep an eye out for our new arrangement. I think my two slides got us to rearrange. And then we're thrilled to introduce Pajama Storytime, a new evening option for our working parents, which will be held on the first and third Tuesday evening at 6:30. Our first story time welcome 10 attendees in their pajamas, and we anticipate this event to grow each month. We have our Mother Goose on the Loose, a fun interactive story time on the last Monday of each month. And then for our older kids, we offer an afternoon fun Monday through Thursday. We have our DIY kids, which is featured with quick steam focused activities on Wednesday. And then we have a club friend that they can come and hang out and play video games, enjoy board games with their friends on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. And that's all I have for you this evening. Do you guys have any questions?
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like
have any
Comments or questions from the board on the alcoholic beverages policy? Any comments from the audience on the alcoholic beverages policy? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Next would be the food and beverage.
So the food and beverage policy has very few changes. One change includes we will not receive or deliver food orders for customer from staff. Customers must make sure that they make arrangements to meet their delivery person either in the lobby or outside of the library. And then food and beverage use during after-school teen activities will be subject to Appendix C of the Code of Conduct, which we'll get into that as we approve that policy. And those would be only two recommendations.
I move approval of the food and beverage policy.
I'll second.
Any comments or questions from the board about the food and beverage policy? Any comment from the audience on the food and beverage policy? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Next would be the library card registration policy.
So this is an existing policy that provides guidance for access to the various types of library cards that we offer. We had several changes to this, but primarily just to update based on our Unit 4 student cards, also updating guidance about City of Champaign employee card access. We did update the temporary resident card, specifying that renewal is every 6 months, it's eligible every 6 months, and then also eliminating number of items and also authorizing access to within the free library with a temporary card. We also had a couple of additions, including cards for non-resident kids as required by law, non-resident veteran cards as required by law, and then just updating some language regarding ILS or IHLS.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Any comments or questions from the board about the library card registration policy? Any comment from the audience?
I just noticed something because with these Unit 4 staff cards, it says that they have to present their Unit 4 staff ID. For student cards, do they also have to present their Unit 4 student ID?
Christina, do you have
a No.
No.
Okay, awesome. Good question.
Any other comment from the audience on this item? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Okay. Next is the rules of conduct policy.
So there are just a few changes to the rules of conduct policy, including that we do not support our emotional support animals are prohibited. Additionally, we've added Appendix A regarding suspension periods. Appendix B regarding library suspension appeal process. This is an existing process, but this gives more of a structure to that process for any constituents who might want to appeal their suspension. And then additionally, we've added the after-school teen activities as Appendix C, and that essentially codifies the tips for teens part.
I move approval of the rule of conduct policy.
Second.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the board on the rules of conduct policy?
Yeah, just one quick question, I guess. I'm curious, it says that after 10 minutes of the age of student, or after 10 minutes, a student will be approached by a staff member and asked to move to the presentation. Is that, in practice, feasible for all of those children coming in?
Yes, we do have a teen page monitor in that area who keeps an eye out for having, and it's approximate. About how much time somebody is in a space. So the goal is that once they finish their snack that we would encourage them to go to one of the designated areas because of how many, the volume of teams that there are and then the other constituents who'd like to use the space.
Any other comments from the board on this item? Any comments from the audience on the rules of conduct policy? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed?
policy is a new policy for us. It is recommended by Illinois Public Library Standards. The policy provides guidance to appropriate use and engagement with the library's social media accounts. It provides instruction for staff and also guidance for public who may wish to post or make posts on the library's social media accounts. And it closely mirrors the City of Champaign's social media policy.
Do I have a motion to approve? I make a motion.
Second.
Any comments or questions from the board about the social media policy? Any comments from the audience on the social media policy? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Okay, very good. Next, we have the Lobby Bamboo Floor Contract Award.
So the contract award was shared via email. If you'd like to see a paper copy, we have a couple of extras here. Ultimately, this is our second attempt at going out to bid to secure services to replace the lobby and cafe seating bamboo floor. We feel that we are very fortunate in this attempt. Now that we've had a chance to revise the scope of the project, we did receive two bids. The lowest bid was evaluated and determined to be competitive and accurate, so we are able to move forward with the recommendation to provide the bid to Dodds for $256,164.
Second. Okay. Any comments or questions from the board about this item? Any comments from the audience about the bamboo floor contract award?
Yes. I believe that Dodds historically does use Union Weaver.
Any other comments? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Okay. Next is surplus property.
So we do have about 90 meeting room chairs that we would like to make available as surplus property to either donate to local nonprofit organizations, sell, or recycle.
Motion.
Second.
Any comments or questions from the board about the surplus property? Any comment from the audience about the surplus property? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Okay. Next is the financial reports. So first would be the check register. Okay.
Starting off on page one of the check register, the very top line item, TJ Central, is to we wrote that check to pay for some repairs to our front door. Moving over to page nine. Which is a very busy page. At the top of that page, we have a charge for affordable office interiors for about $28,000, and that is the second installment for student furniture down in the children's services area. And then down near the bottom of the page, there is a $5,395 charge to World Enterprises International, and that is for window cleaning equipment, and that will relieve us of the need to have the windows professionally cleaned annually, and $7,000 savings every year.
Great.
So we'll be taking our window cleaning in house, which means we'll have it more frequently and on an as needed basis as opposed to having a professional window. And I also just wanted to note we have in the past several months implemented the positive pay program in our bank account so that adds an extra layer of security for our checks and processing and ultimate check fraud on our account. So it's taking a little bit to get up and running, but we're doing smoothly.
I'll make a motion to approve.
This is a motion to file.
Oh, yeah. I'll make a motion to file.
Okay.
Second.
Do you have any comments or questions from the board about the check register? Okay. Any comment from the audience about the check register? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed. Okay, that motion carries again. And financial statements. Okay.
starting with the operating fund, you can see we had just a little bit higher miscellaneous revenue than normal, and that is because we were able to sell some of the surplus property we had disposed of last board meeting, so that was very exciting. Several meeting room tables, I think, we were able to sell. And then down, just look at salaries. They're tracking a little high for this point of year, but we also had a 3-day period month in August, so that kind of explains that track. That being said, we are 16.667% through the year and budgeting 16.28% of our expenses. So, otherwise, pretty much regular business as usual with operating fund for expenses. Moving on to capital. Miscellaneous expenses were the ones I mentioned on the check register, the children's services furniture, and the window cleaning equipment was really the big movement in that account. Flipping over to the cafe fund, this one has a little more to it this month. We did, because of the 3-day period month, and because of historically there are always lower sales in the summer months, we did end up seeing our fund balance drop pretty low, so we moved over the funding, the $10,000 we budgeted for, to help supplement that. We also purchased a new refrigerator, and we are purchasing a new display cooler, so with all those things and possible downtime with the annual floor, we felt that's just to infuse that cash early on to cover it. But they're already catching up pretty quickly. And I noted that sales are still 17% higher at this point than at this point last year. So they weren't slow, just a little slower than they are for the rest of the year. That's all for cafe. Flipping over to the per capita fund. We did receive our per capita grant check this month, so we will still be seeing that money go back out starting in September. A little bit lower than we originally got the year before, but very immaterial. And then probably that no material activity in the 27th pay period, which is some interest. And then on the last page, the general grant fund, we also received our final CEO grant installment of $30,668. So that is done. That was the fund for a lovely makerspace here at Douglas. And I think we have one more progress report to submit to
state, and then that project's complete. So, probably the last time you see that
page.
That is all. Very good. This one we will need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second. Okay. Do we have any comments or questions from the board about the financial statements? Any comment from the audience about the financial statements? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? All right. It's also approved. All right, next we will move on to our committee and liaison report. So since Chuck isn't here for foundation, but you, Chuck.
So the foundation board met in September. They had a great presentation from our development director, Terry, who guided them through the 150th campaign. So we have a lot of great ideas, lots of excitement, and they're doing very well.
All right. City Council.
Yeah, I don't have anything like terribly exciting related to library. Pretty much business, kind of standard business. Last night we did, the majority of council voted to approve the fencing for the viaduct. So if anyone has any questions, happy to take them.
I know that from the audience, I watched on TV, from the audience, they did not give any alternatives to housing for people who were located in that area. Where have we made provisions for them to go?
That's kind of part of the bigger picture. The people who were there had all been offered various arrangements. So several of them took advantage of some relocation funds. So we provided them opportunities to go elsewhere of their choosing. And so the people who were there have been have sought our services and we've provided those.
Now, one other thing. There is talk about the Sangamon and Mattis addition for housing. How is that going? Did they mention anything about that?
No, that was not really the topic of that discussion, really. But we can certainly talk about homelessness all day long. So okay. if you want to meet sometime, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
I have one question about the fencing. Is it a permanent structure? Is it something that can be moved if we need it for an event downtown, if someone needed to get through that area? Is it going to be a permanent?
So it is a permanent structure that has gates.
That has gates, okay.
Correct. So it can be opened and closed.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Friends. Michael.
Yeah, the Friends of the Public Library Organization met today 4 until 5. The meeting was dominated by our library director, who was doing orientation work and outreach to new members. The Friends now stand at a membership level of about 243 people. There are 7 new members, which is probably the most new members to come on board at one time. So it seemed to make sense for the library director to do some orientation, which is an effort that it is said has never been made in the past. And it was very nice, and it was nice I came away with it. Grasp of where our library is. And we've got this organization has a budget higher this year than last, which they're making more money than they did this year than last. If I read it right, they have over $83,000 in the bank at this point, if I understand that correctly.
That was their revenue last year, but they're currently at about 30.
Okay, that was the last figure they reported. And of course, the store is in the face of the they generate a lot of revenue with that, so they work with Amazon for a distance sale to spread a broad net in behalf of our library nationwide, I guess. And they're very dedicated to running that store. You know? And they make all that money just, you know, a couple of bucks at a time. There's no scalpel going on there. So that suggests a very high volume of trade. At a time when people talk about the threat to books with relative extinction, that seems to fly in the face of that extinction, but they're doing very well.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now is the time for our general public comment. The board now invites public comment. Public comment is an opportunity for the board to listen to community concerns. We treat the matters raised at public comment seriously, and in the interest of responding thoughtfully, it is the board's standard practice not to engage in back and forth exchanges or to respond on the spot. Rather, we listen carefully, take comments under consideration, and follow up with thorough research so that the board or library staff can make an informed response at an appropriate time. Each person is allotted 5 minutes to speak, and we request that each speaker state their name and city of residence prior to speaking. So we now invite any community member who wishes to participate. Yes.
Hi, my name is Heather Hayden. My city of residence is Shane Hayden. So it's nice to see you. For those of you I know, nice to meet you. For those of you I don't. I've worked at Technical Services at the main branch since 2018, and I'm here today to make you aware, the process of forming a union, so if everyone can stand. Hi,
One, I just wanted to say how much I really enjoyed reading the article in the Iowa Reporter this month. And just, it's a, again, as always, I know I didn't say this often, but thank you to staff because I think that program just sounds really incredible. And I was telling Brittany, I'm ready to try it out myself. For those of you who didn't read it, it was about the Reader's Advisory Program at the library. It's really nice to see our library being featured in the Iowa Reporter, so that was really fun. And again, I, as often I say, thank you to staff for my own children. So I have a sixth grader coming to the library now, at least 3 days a week from Jefferson, and it's making her transition to middle school much easier because she is able to find some new interests and have a safe and affordable place for her to go after school before my husband and I can get her after school. She's been telling me all about the digital drawing she's doing every day, and she is super into it. So that is just again, I'm very grateful that you have this resource in Champaign, and that my 14-year-old who was coming to the library every day from Edison is now, like today she had a rehearsal at 4:30, so she had an hour to kill, and the place that she thought immediately to go was to the library because that was the best place for her to go after school in that in between. So just as always, I'd like to say thank you to staff.
I absolutely love the library and being part of this board, and it was so nice to receive this in the mail. It's a great profession, all the opportunities and everything they have here at Douglas, since I live in the neighborhood. To pull this out of the mail just brought a big smile to my face, so this was really good.
I'll give a quick special shout out to Thea because when I told my kid Lila that we were coming here tonight, she said, "Oh, that place is way better than the main one." And I was like, "What?" So, well done.
I have another shout out as well to Brittany and all the staff that hosted Women United from United Way this past week on a literacy forum. It was really well attended. There was probably 70 people in the audience, and it was just a wonderful like education of what's going on in our community to promote early education and literacy. And it was very comprehensive. So we had Brittany talking about all the amazing things that Champaign Public Library does and the research that's done around what really helps children to learn, and a lot of that's having access to books and the things that the library is doing to be able to promote access. And then we had other members who, you know, had different lenses that they were applying to kind of the issues within Champaign-Urbana. So we had another who had been with Champaign Unit 4 for decades and now is at the university teaching how to teach teachers how to teach children how to read. And it was really incredible. And there was just, I'm on the advisory committee for Women United, and we had a lunch meeting today, and just the buzz that was going on about like reading and literacy in Champaign County and how that really should be like our focal point of like promoting that in this community. And so I really appreciate that, and it was wonderful. And if you weren't aware of that, Champaign Library has been just a wonderful resource and partner in all the different elements within our community related to literacy and reading.
Regular meeting will be October 22nd back at Main Library, not here. So that will be, and then our regular meeting in November. All right, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
And vote. Okay. All right, we are adjourned.
Joe's going to see us. Jill's gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, can you type? I can't type on this. I cannot type by this."
So, we don't know each other like face to face, but I. practice was I currently work in the labor education program in Dubai. And my name's Ursula, by the way.
I'm going to save this before I lose it.